Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 13th of May, recording at 9:26 p.m. That's British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights today. The Asian stock markets were mostly a bit firmer. Pretty good gains in Japan and also the China HSI and the H-share indices. We had a bit of weakness in the mainland China indices, I think probably a sort of reaction to the tragic earthquake damage that they saw, but still very much in a range there. Now, what else is going on here today? The European stock markets, some of them were a little bit easier earlier today, but most closed with modest gains. Wall Street was mixed. It pared back some losses in the last hour or so of trading. Dow was down 44, but the S&P was only down half of 1 point. That's virtually unchanged. And the NASDAQ nudged up just a little bit. Now, long-dated government bonds were hit in here today. I'm not quite sure what the story was, but they were quite weak. The 30-year Treasury is down a point and a half as I speak. The U.S. dollar firmed again, but is off its highs. A number of the industrial metals bounced. I think the one exception was copper, and that was only down a small amount. Zinc had the best gain, bouncing from range lows with an upward dynamic. And mixed, well, most mixed to mostly easier in the agricultural commodities. The main exception was soybeans. And soybeans were quite strong here today. And crude oil. Is currently up $1.58. It's at $125.81. It has been up as high as $126.98. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets are mostly quiet, mostly a bit rangy. I had talked about a small reaction or consolidation. Hopefully a consolidation, by my definition, a reaction would be a little bit bigger. Consolidation would be quite a narrow range, mostly sideways, whereas a reaction would be a very small correction by my terminology. We had seen those good gains from the early April reaction lows. Those carried into May. Then stock markets started to run into trouble, largely, I think, because of the they get a little bit overextended in the short term, so technically slightly overbought. But the big factor psychologically, I think, was the surge in the crude oil price. Now, that reached, I think, a new high here today, just didn't hold it, but certainly that will remain a big influence on investors generally. But the interesting development that we're seeing here is, whereas commodity prices have peaked really since, I think, starting in late January, early February, when we've been pointing out those accelerating trends. Price acceleration, I mentioned, veteran subscribers will know this, but emphasize the point for newer subscribers. Price acceleration, and you need to look at the chart to actually see that in any kind of perspective, is always unsustainable beyond the short to medium term at very best, because it's just discounting too much good news. If you look at some of the weekly candlestick charts and put on a 200-day moving average, then you will see how we get overextended relative to that trend smoothing device, and inevitably it ends up in a regression to the mean, with those markets pulling back quite strongly. Commodities, of course, were the only game in town late last year and at the beginning of this year, but they accelerated higher. Those are endings. Midterm corrections are underway. Not for all of them. Some have held up very well. Corn, although it had accelerated, it has not come down very much, still fairly steady, but it's struggling to maintain upward breaks. It's been unable to maintain a couple of upward breaks in the last 2 weeks. And I think Owen had made the point that on a commonality basis, it was looking pretty lonely, and we use commonality a lot. Let's look at related instruments that would benefit or suffer from the same buying and selling pressure. So one by one, those runaway commodity trends have been picked off. Oil, which did not accelerate to anywhere near the same extent, it seldom does, but it certainly the upward trend has steepened, and it's overextended in my view, although that doesn't mean that it can't become a bit more overextended, and I don't see any clear evidence that it's over. I've written about that this medium-term move is over. I think oil is in a secular bull market, as you know. I think the agricultural commodities, for the most part, are in secular bull markets, but they don't do it all at once, and commodities are particularly prone to some big corrective phases, as we have always seen, and no doubt will continue to do so. But what's really interesting, and a point also made here, is that the really following the climactic stock market sell-offs in January and again in March, that the only really undervalued asset class certainly wasn't property. It certainly wasn't government bonds with those derisory yields below the rate of inflation or any sort of real rate of inflation in many, many countries. It certainly wasn't commodities after the surge they had last year and the beginning of this year. It was equities, where we saw some of the best valuations for at least 4 years. So the interesting development that stands out on the charts very, very clearly is that money coming out of the commodity futures is going into some of these commodity-producing stock markets. We're seeing new highs on a regular basis by shares like BHP, Billiton, and Rio Tinto, the BlackRock, formerly Merrill Lynch World Mining Trust, hitting new highs. These are all performing very, very well. It's the industrial metal sector, though. And Brazil is leading stock markets. Yes, it had the benefit of the Standard & Poor's debt upgrade, but it was a strong, steady, very steady performer. Certainly no bear market in Brazil when all the credit concerns were hammering other stock markets. And among major stock market indices, Brazil's got the best pattern by far. And that impresses me, following what has been a difficult period for equities generally. And as long as Brazil maintains that upward break, and it was a decisive upward break, and then it quieted down in a little what looks like a very orderly, narrow-ranging consolidation, that is very, very impressive action. I don't have investment portfolio positions in that market. I could certainly justify it, but I would have to sell something else. But my biggest spread bet index long at the moment is in Brazil, and I may well increase it since my current position is protected with an in the money stop. So the point I want to make, though, is that these commodity-related stock markets are doing best in here. Now, some others aren't doing badly. In the U.S., I've got a long position also in the NASDAQ index, And the Nasdaq, I have often mentioned, is a leader. It's so often a leader, and it has been leading on this move following a new reaction low in March. So it was leading down. Leaders will lead in both ways, and it's been leading up. Now that Nasdaq 100 index has been just ranging beneath that psychological 2000 level recently. And it just closed up above that fractionally into new recovery high ground, not new all-time high ground, of course, but and not a new high for the last few years, but it shows this clear upward trending activity, and if we get that extending the push above 2000, as I suspect, then I might well increase my long position there a little bit as well. But that's a good sign. That's a good sign generally. So, bottom line here, if the bears are going to be right, and I don't think they are, but if the bears are going to be right, this steady stock market action will soon go topsy-turvy, and we will see indices pull down and take out their early April lows. But until or unless that happens, I would give the benefit of the doubt to the upside for most of these indices. But watch out, another sector that had done extremely well, though, was the Middle East and North Africa. That was a hot sector for quite some time. Well, where you have oil producers, they may well continue to hold up. But some of those markets became very, very overextended. Egypt is one of them, and the technical action there is not good. You were getting these type two downward dynamics. There's that sort of anyone who's attended the chart seminar, there's that sort of rising wedge, toppish looking characteristic. So I would be very wary of those moves that are overextended. What's the difference between that and Brazil? Well, day and night. Have a look at the charts. First, the Egyptian market index has gone up a whole lot more, say over the last 6 months, where Brazil was largely in that trading range, that big trading range, and has just reaffirmed the uptrend quite recently. But I would argue also that Brazil's got all the right themes: self-sufficient in energy, a big food exporter, no problem with food, no problems with water. So it's doing exceptionally well. What else can I mention in here? The precious metals sagged a bit today. They closed off their lows, but they're still not doing that well. There is the steady-ish dollar, and then again, precious metals that were a haven during the stock market sell-off. So it's hardly surprising that as investors gradually regain confidence in stock markets generally, that they reduce some of their positions in that precious metal sector. And my best guess on this gold, etc., is that we might see them ranging around. I don't think gold is has any big downside risk at this stage, but it may just bumble along. It's just not a seasonally attractive period here, and that we want to look towards the third quarter, particularly the fourth quarter of the year, for possibly firmer gold bullion price, ditto for other precious metals. And I think that's about it. So, I'll just mention that Owen will still be producing copy tomorrow, but then he flies down to, is it down to London? Down, sort of over and down to London, from Ireland for his 2-day chart seminar, which some of you are attending, and I look forward to meeting some of you on Friday at the reception following that chart seminar, which I'm sure will be an extremely interesting event. Obviously, Owen will not be producing copy during Thursday and Friday, as he'll be conducting the seminar. But David will be here doing the day job. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.